Arethusa cynapium. Reading of this remedy is from Dr. S. K. Dubey's textbook of Materia Medica. Common name is Fulspace and it's belong from Umbelliferi family. Introduction. Arethusa cynapium is one of the best remedy for the vomiting in children, especially during dentition and in hot summer weather due to intolerance of milk. It is a thirstless remedy and is most important for cholera infantum and also for epilepsy in babies. Sphere of action. Its action on nervous system, glandular system, mucous membrane and skin. Pathogenesis. It is a frightful poison having narcotic properties as well as paralyzing effect. The principal use we make of the drug arises its action on the stomach. Constitution to this remedy. Makeup of the body. Features expressive of pain and anxiety. Herpetic eruption on the end of the nose. Sunken in the face with marked linea nasalis. Physically the child is so weak that he is unable to stand or hold up the head. Temperament. Mentally, the patient is idiotic, confused and unable to think. Generally, patient is hot and miasm. It touches all the three miasm in acute state. Guiding symptoms. The characteristics, uncommon and peculiar symptoms by which one can make selection of this remedy. Homeopathically, by individualizing a patient. First, intolerance of milk in any form, example mother milk, cow milk, bottled and tinned milk. It is omitted in large curd and after omitting weakness causes drowsiness. Indigestion of teething children, omitting is violent, sudden, of frothy milk, white substance or yellow fluid followed by curdled milk and cheesy matter, regurgitation of the food on hour or so after eating, greenish copious vomiting followed by weakness and prostration with sleeplessness. Complete absence of thirst is a very striking arethusa. Physically great weakness, the child can neither stand nor hold up the head. Prostration with sleepiness is well marked. An expression of great anxiety and pain, sunkenness in the face with well-marked linea nasalis. This is well-marked linea nasalis symptoms more characteristic of arethusa cynapium than of any other remedy. Mentally, patient is idiotic, incapacious to think and is very much confused. Epileptic spasm with clenched thumb, red face, fixed and dilated pupils, mouth filled with foam, lockjaw with small, hard and quick pulse, and most peculiar symptoms is eye are turned downward instead of upward or sidewise. Herpetic eruption on the end of nose. Mind. Patient imagine that he sees rat or mouse running across the room. Idiocy with incapacity of thinking anything and confuse the feature of expressive of much pain and anxiety are found on face with the drawn condition and well marked linea nasalis. Arethusa cynapium is a wonderful medicine for examination fung. Elements from during period of dentition, hot summer weather, milk or milk in any form, errors of diet and bad unhygienic surrounding. Peculiars. Arethusa baby. One can take the help of arethusa cynapium as one of the best remedy for vomiting in babies, cholera infantum and epilepsy of the children. The troubles occur normally during the dentition in hot summer weather in children who cannot tolerate milk in any form. The baby is very weak, cannot stand up or hold the head up. Weakness and prostration with sleepiness persist throughout. The child is confused, idiotic, and has incapacity to think. The features are expressive of much pain and anxiety, withdrawn condition, and well-marked linear nasalis and herpetic eruption on the end of nose. Omitting, causation, period of dentation, hot summer weather, milk or in any form of milk. Baby cannot tolerate milk or milk in any form. It is omitted out in large quantity like very sour curd in one great effort as soon as it is swallowed, after which the baby becomes great relaxed and drowsy. During dentation, in hot summer weather and due to indigestion, the baby omits violently and suddenly of a frothy milk, white substance or yellow fluid followed by curd, curdled milk and cheesy matter. Cholera infantum, summer diarrhea or infantile cholera. If the milk drank by a baby stay in the stomach for long time, it is omitted out finally as very sour curd, so large in quantity that it would seem almost impossible that the baby could have injected them. This condition of stomach, when worse, turns into cholera infantum. This is due to acute catarrhal inflammation of the stomach and intestine with irritation of sympathetic ganglia. Causation: high temperature of summer, error of diet, dentation and bad hygienic surrounding. Character: the onset is sudden and the child lies stretched out in an unconscious condition with fixed and dilated pupils and eyes turned downward, sunken face and well-marked linear nasalis, great intolerance of milk. It is omitted out in large sour curd. After omitting, the baby falls down completely prostrated and exhausted. Violent, sudden and omitting of frothy white substance resembling milk. Omitting is green and copious. The child can retain nothing in its stomach. At a very commencement of the attack, there is a great exhaustion and rapid wasting of the tissue. Stool is greenish, liquid, slimy and undigested, profused with the green mucus. During and before stool, there is a colic and convulsion. After stool, weakness and prostration with sleepiness are well marked. In the last stage of symptom, collapse supervening. Modality: worse in morning. For cure of cholera infantum, sometimes ethosa should be followed by an antisoric remedy like sodium or sulfur. The attack may last from few hours to severe weeks. Convulsion or epilepsy. Ethosa has got peculiar symptom of epileptic convulsion. Eyes are turned downward instead of upward or sidewise. If the condition is worse, there is sunkenness on the face, well-marked linear nasalis. This symptom leads to ethosa more than to any other remedy. Spasm with clenched thumb, red face, fixed and dilated pupils, locked jaw and foam in the mouth are among the very marked symptoms of ethosa. Pulse is small, quick and hard. After spasm, weakness and prostration with sleepiness occur. General modalities: aggravation. All complaints are worse after eating or drinking. Hot summer weather, milk or milk in any form. After omitting, after stool, after spasm, during the period of dentation, 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. and in the evening. Amelioration: all complaints are better by covering open fresh air, seashore, rest, company and tight bandage on the head.